No, you take back them days, a kid didn't put anything on it. He didn't help himself no way. He asked somebody to help him, help his plate. And whenever you put as much on there that you thought he ought to have, he ate that. He didn't just leave it or throw it away. It was eaten because it was hard to come by, and they didn't allow nobody to throw it away.
Well, if you ate instead of, like, you know, you had breakfast and dinner and something, if you just had a small meal between there, what would you call that?
Well, we used to always eat a snack. We'd eat a little snack, you know, when we come in from school. When we was kids, we get in from school, say 2, 3 o'clock, whatever time we got in. I'd been so long, I don't remember what time we got off from school, but it was in the afternoon. I know first thing we did when we got home, we took off our school clothes. So you didn't work in your school clothes. You learned that right early in life. And you put on your overalls, and then you went and got you a snack. Mama always had on the table or in the safe where it was at. There was always a leftover biscuit from the other meal, you know. And that's one thing she could do. She could make good biscuits, and sweet potatoes always cooked with a pan of them in that safe. And you always went there and
Mom, you got
you.
I'll be.
Want your supper?
Come on.
You always had something left over, or Mama did, in the safe, and you went there to the safe, and you got your little something to eat, and then you went to work. But that was because you come from school and you're hungry, and everything tastes good. I've even eaten just a biscuit and an onion.
Do you have those kind of onions, those blue onions that have a stalk?
Oh yeah, you mean green onions? Oh yeah, that's mm-hmm. but we'd raise the onions and take them. Whenever stalks dry, you can take and tie a string around them. We used to tie 5 onions together, and there'd be onions about like that, and we'd hang them up in the barn. They'd hang there the whole year. See, and you wanted. If Mom wanted onions, she'd go out there and get down one bunch of onions and carry them in the kitchen where she does her work. And same way with potatoes, and you had your potatoes in your barn, you had our potatoes, sweet potatoes, whatever you wanted, and you had it there.
You said when you came home from school, you took off the clothes. Did you have things to haul your pants up?
Yeah, we had pants waste, they call them. And it was just like a undershirt, but it had buttons on the waist and buttonholes on the pants. So you button your pants to your shirt, your undershirt, and then you had a shirt on over that. That's the way. And then when that was when you were a little fella. Then you got bigger. Why you wore overalls to school? That they had suspenders for that. Then when you got up bigger, all the bigger boys, they wore overalls.
Like you said, you kept the onions and the potatoes in the barn. How did you keep the hay?
It was in the barn too, up in the loft. It always in a barn. You got your stock down here, like your mules, and upstairs is a door up there where we pitch the hay in. Or get back, keep throwing it back in there, and then get back and stomp it down, and keep throwing it in there, and you could put all tons of hay up in the top of that barn, in a hay loft, we call it. What do they call it? Hay loft.
That thing like it's got four poles.